Daniel 7:10. I would have had time to read the whole thing, but I'm just going to read this. Like I said, if you'll be a student of this word, you can jot this down. You can go back and read the whole thing. Now listen to it. Daniel, I want you. When we became a member of the body of Christ, when we joined the family of God, and you probably, some of you probably heard Pastor Tracy when he was here, he said, I'm not up here by myself. See, you go out of here, you need to know you're not by yourself. What people say, and we have this saying, especially when it comes to people of color, you're in the minority. You're in the minority. I'm never in the minority. The fact that I'm with the Lord, I'm always in the majority. Because the scripture said, great is he that's in me, in you, than he that is in the world. And we and what happened when we get to talking this way, we let these things, this negative talk, and it may be true that there may be a minority group, but we let this stuff creep over in our spirits, and we begin to think when it comes to God, we're a minority. No. And that's why we don't do much. That's why we don't think too much. We don't think, we think little, we do little, and we talk little. I can't, you know, if I would do this, but I just can't. But if you realize who you're divinely connected to, you talk like a wise man. You talk like a winner. You think like a winner. You live like a winner. Although you're challenged, but you never give in and to defeat. You always talk victory. It may look like you're failing. It may look like you're not going anywhere. You're not moved by that because you know who you're divinely connected to. Therefore, you speak, and those words release angel, release power, release God's power and servants that have been given to us to serve us. So listen to what Daniel said. He said, a fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousand ministered unto him. It said thousand single, then thousand plural. So you multiply 1,000 times 1,000. So how many thousand? How many thousand can you add to a plural 1,000? I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask them a question. Y'all just all look. How many thousand can be put to plural 1,000? A number that you can't even pronounce or say. And then you get a number that you can't even say, and then you multiply it times 1,000. What do you have? Another number you can't even say. What am I saying? What God is saying? He said, my children, I want you to be awake. I want you to wake up and become aware. You have been joined to a God that ain't nothing I can't do. There ain't nothing I don't have. And you need to take the limit off me in your thinking, in your saying, in your doing, and in your dealing, and your walk of faith. You need to stop saying what you're saying and start saying what I've said. So he said what? Now listen to this. He said, 1,000. Then after he said that, he said, and 10,000 times 10,000. Stood before him. These were this thousand. Now listen, this thousand times thousand was they were the one that were ministering to him. But here, this 10,000 times 10,000 standing before him ain't doing anything. if you'll let me say it like that to get my point across. Oh, well, they are there to do whatever you command. They're there to do whatever you say. God already spoke to these. They're ministering to God. What you gonna do with yours? My God. Are you gonna walk around on this earth telling everybody how broke you are? How bad things are? Or how you so weak? Or are you gonna talk like the Lord? I'm strong. I'm strong in the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Every day with me is getting better than the day that passed. I'm getting better every day. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. So listen to this. Psalm 68:17. You think we need to kind of look at the scripture more than just I lay me down to sleep, pray the Lord my soul to keep, pray the Lord if I should die before I wake, pray the Lord my soul to take. Do you think we need to look at more scripture than that one? Psalm 68:17. You have it? The chariot, listen now, because we're coming to us, but I want you to see who we have been divinely connected to. Remember, what did I say? Galatians 1:4 said, who has delivered us from this present evil world and translated, brought us into his kingdom. We've been delivered. Who hath delivered us from the kingdom of darkness, the power of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of his dear son. That's what Colossians 1:14 says. 1:13 rather. All right. So he said, now listen to this. The chariots of God are what? 20,000, even thousands of angels. He started out with 20,000 here, then he added even 1,000. So again, when 1,000 is plural, how far can you take it? It's plural. Hallelujah. And so he went on to say, the Lord is among them as in Sinai, in a holy place. The Lord is among them as in Sinai, in a holy place. All right. Other word, if God is in the midst of his people, and in the midst, wherever God is in the midst of a thing, haven't you been able to figure out yet that there's nothing missing, nothing broken? God is there. Have God ever failed? Can we find anywhere in scripture, anything on record, since you've been on the earth, you've been living on the earth, have you ever found one place God failed? Have you ever found God, where God been, so anybody been able to go take over and put God out?